Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Discovering Swedish, brought to you as always by www.mise.se. Today's episode, which is number 5, we're going to cover weekdays and time. As always, you can find the accompanying PDF file with the transcript of the dialogue together with grammatical explanations on www.mise.se. Now, today in the studio, I have with me...
Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Hannah.
And I'm Nils. So, for today's dialogue, what can we expect?
Well, we will meet our friends, Anna, Johanna and Jose again. And I think they will talk about the time today.
Yeah. And Jose is extremely...
Confused,
yes. Yeah. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So, as usual, we'll start with the dialogue in Swedish in a dramatized form, and then we'll continue with the dialogue again, this time slower, and together with an English translation there for you. So, without further ado, let's get started. Anna, har du min klocka?
Nej.
Vet du vad klockan är?
Nej.
Vad tror du att klockan är?
Sköt dig nu, jag vet inte vad klockan är.
Aha, Johanna, ursäkta, vet du vad klockan är?
Ja.
Vad är hon?
Vem då?
Klockan! Jag ska träffa en vän 7. Onsdag 7, men hon är inte här ännu.
Jaså, ja, klockan är 7:30, men det är tisdag idag, inte onsdag.
And that was the Swedish dialogue. Now you're going to listen to it again, this time slower and in an undramatized form, together with the English translation there. So, let's get started. Anna, har du en klocka? Anna, do you have a watch?
Nej, no.
Vet du vad klockan är? Do you know what time it is?
Nej, no.
Vad tror du att klockan är? What time do you think it is?
Skärp dig nu. Jag vet inte vad klockan är. Get a grip on yourself. I don't know what time it is.
Ah, Johanna. Ursäkta, vet du vad klockan är? Ah, Johanna. Excuse me, do you know what time it is?
Ja. Yes.
Vad är hon? What is it?
Vem då? Who?
Klockan. Jag skulle träffa en vän 7. Onsdag 7. Men hon är inte här ännu. The time. I was supposed to meet a friend at 7. Wednesday at 7. But she's not here yet.
Jaså. Ja. Klockan är 7:30, men det är tisdag idag, inte onsdag. Oh, I see. Well, she's 7:30, but today is Tuesday, not Wednesday.
And that was the Swedish dialogue in undramatized form together with the English translation there. So, just spontaneously, what did you think of today's episode?
So, as we said before, Jose seemed a little bit confused, even confused with days.
Oh, my God, what a man.
But that can happen.
I think in his defense, I mean, in his defense, we're going to find out later that he does actually know some things.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of kinky, but never mind.
It's a cliffhanger, but... All right, let's move on to the key vocabulary items for this episode. And the first item is...
Ursäkta mig.
Excuse me.
Vem?
Who?
Vad?
What?
Träffa.
Meet?
Var?
Where?
En vän.
Friend?
Skärp dig nu.
Get a grip on yourself. Pull yourself together.
And just a brief comment here. Is this a word or a phrase that you use often?
Skärp dig nu.
Yes.
Well, if someone's stupid, then yeah. Obviously. No, it's good.
It's good.
It's a good phrase.
And it's like, it's not overly impolite, is it?
It's not polite at all.
But at all? It's overly impolite.
Maybe you can't say to everybody.
No.
Maybe rather to your friends.
Yeah.
To friends, yeah.
Or if you're in a debate with someone and yeah. the person is being really stupid, then you could say, skärp dig nu.
Okay, so to friends and if you're in a debate, you can use sound advice.
Good to you.
Shall okay. we continue?
Yes. yes, next one please.
All right. Ännu.
Yet.
Minut.
Minute.
Kvart.
Quarter.
Halv.
Half, as in half past one.
And with this one, it's actually interesting because in Swedish, if we want to say half past one, we have to say...
Halv två.
Yes.
Half two.
Exactly. So we actually, you know, we don't say half past. We're basically saying half two, but we omit the two, so it becomes half and then the hour that it's 30 minutes to. So half past one would be, as we say, halv två. Yeah. And should we continue with the next one?
Mm-hmm. I över.
Two past, used when talking about the time.
10 minuter i åtta. You could say that. It actually means 10 minutes to 8. But if, you know, if it's 10 past 8, you could instead say 10 minuter över 8. Because it's not 8 anymore. Yes. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfectly good explanation. Next word. En klocka.
Watch.
And that was the key vocabulary for this episode. So now we're moving on to key sentences. So the first item on the list is...
Jag ska träffa en vän på onsdag.
I'll meet a friend on Wednesday.
När ska vi träffas?
When should we meet?
Var ska vi träffas?
Where should we meet?
And this is good because you can basically form an entire conversation around this. Start by asking, where should we meet? When should we meet? And then you can proudly go to your friends and say, I shall meet a friend on them, whenever you decide it.
So useful.
Very useful.
As long as you understand the answer.
Yes,
which
true.
We are gonna...
Yeah, let's continue with that.
Now.
Exactly. So we have some special vocabulary for this episode. And the first we're going to talk about is the days of the week. Now, I just want to point out that in the Swedish calendar, the week starts with Monday and not Sunday, as is usually the case in many other countries there. So the week starts with Monday, and for Monday we have...
Måndag.
Yes.
As you said, it's Monday.
Okay, I'll continue. Tisdag.
Tuesday.
Onsdag.
Wednesday.
Torsdag.
Thursday.
Fredag.
Friday.
Lördag.
Saturday.
Söndag.
Sunday.
And there you have it, the entire week. And you can do it really, really fast. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that's good to know in case you're in a competition for, you know, competing on how fast you can say the days of the week.
Again, it's so useful.
Exactly. I mean, how often has that happened?
Every day in my life.
Yeah, a lot of times.
You see? Mm-hmm. Amazing. So with this information, you can actually name all the days of the week. But what about times then? Well, we thought we'd start with actually going through the numbers there from 1 to 12. So starting with that, what do we have?
1.
1.
2.
2.
3.
3.
4.
4.
5.
5.
6.
6.
7.
7.
8.
8.
9.
9.
10.
10.
11.
11.
12.
12.
Now, there's a reason why we stopped at 12, right? And that's because, you know, there are 12, well, there are 24 hours in you know, a day and night cycle. But we have 12 hours during the day and 12 hours during the night, right?
That is right, Nils.
So let's start correct. There and we'll continue with the rest on another day. So combining this into time, let's just say, what, for example, 10 to 8, how would you say that?
You've already said that.
Yes.
10 i 8.
2. I love that love. All right. Now, we have a small exercise there that it can do. Basically, we're going to mention different times in Swedish, and we'll give you a couple of seconds to, you know, figure out what it is, and then we'll give you the English translation there. And remember, it's the numbers 1 to 12. We also have halv for half, two, and we have I for two and över for past. So that's the vocabulary you need to be concerned with right now.
And quarter.
And a quarter, that's yeah. Right. So the first time is?
Kvart över fem.
And the answer?
Quarter past five.
The next one is halv sju.
And the answer is?
Half past six.
Okay, and it's my turn. Should I have 10 to 8? No. I'm actually going to have something new for once. Let's say 5 minuter i 3. That is 5 to 3, or literally 5 minutes to 3. So there was some times, and yeah, let's move on. And boy, do we move on, because it's actually time to wrap up this episode. Now, as always and usual and whatever the case, you can find the accompanying PDF file with the grammatical explanations as well with the dialogue transcript in English and Swedish at www.mise.se. So make sure to visit mise.se and download that. Well, that was it for this week. See you again next Thursday.
Hejdå! Hejdå!